Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Yeah, the summer's on. We've got Christmas around the corner, and look, we tend to go to the waters, whether it be ocean, creeks, swimming pool. We need to keep watch warning, and that's a statement from the Royal Life Saving Australia. Be prepared and always actively supervise children around water. Look with them and catch up a yarn. Beautiful sister, Lauren Miller, Senior Research and Policy Officer at Royal Life Saving Australia. Lauren, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Yes, it's around that time, but look, every time there's water, there's fun, there's good times. But we need to be vigilant, especially with our children, in regarding looking after them. And I believe the numbers here, 197 children ages 0 to 4 drowned between 2014 and 2024. And that's sad numbers like so. It shouldn't even happen with one, but that's where we're at, isn't it, Laura?
It is. So they basically represent 65% of drowning deaths in this age group occurred in a swimming pool or a bathtub, which is quite a lot, especially for these locations. The majority, so 82% of swimming pool deaths, occurred while the child was actually not being directly supervised by an adult. So when it comes to, especially this time of year, we really, really want people to be very vigilant and just to be aware, you know, that it doesn't take long to drown and you won't hear it. And we want to protect our children during this really warm time of the year. So 37% of all deaths usually occur between December and February when it comes to drowning in children. So usually it peaks during the summer. So with swimming pools, if you guys have a swimming pools sadly are the leading location for drowning of young children. So that over the past 10 years, we had 92 children that drowned. This is between the ages of 0 and 4.
Yes.
That drowned in a swimming pool. 41% of these children were aged just 1 year. Yes. And the majority occurred in a backyard swimming pool. So most children were able to access the swimming pool unsupervised through a gate that had been propped open or not properly closed.
Gotcha.
So again, we want people to recognize that, make sure your pool has a fence, make sure that it has a good gate that's not easily accessible or impenetrable. You want to make sure that it's locked and that it could stay locked because children, you know, they can climb fences, they can try to get in, but we need to make sure that we're watching.
Yes.
Which is where our four tips come from. So our supervise, restrict, teach, and respond.
And I think it's a team effort, isn't it? We're talking about adults, we're talking about parents, we're talking about grandparents, but we're also talking about children or a little bit older than our babies. Kids need to be vigilant as well in regarding using a chair to open up the gate and leaving the chair there, that sort of stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, yes, they can swim, but young ones can't, but it's just about safety across the board, isn't it, Lauren?
It really is, yeah. It's really about, you know, not all our children can swim, and again, we want to reemphasize the importance in supervision, and particularly when it comes to children that can swim, it's essential that young children are not left in the care of older children when around water, regardless of their swimming ability.
Sure, and then we talk about the celebrations and the gatherings and the party and the barbecues. Alcohol, that's another factor too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, alcohol. We obviously, like, alcohol can, you know, has different effects on everybody, particularly depending on your age and how much you drink. So we obviously want people to be mindful when around water, when celebrating around water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to drink, just stay outside the water. You don't need to go in.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's just about our priorities. And and then we're also talking about a team effort where you can have a roster, if you like, one person looking after the children. and a handover or whatever the case may be, but do whatever it takes to make it all safe.
Exactly, yep. So sometimes it's very difficult to, you know, take care of multiple children when you're by yourself.
Sure.
So it's always good if you are in a group setting to, you know, always make sure that there is an adult supervisor, and, you know, the interchange between adult supervisor make it easy for everyone else. It's whatever works, whatever keeps our children safe from, you know, drowning.
So very important. Lauren, thank you very much for your yarn. And we're having another yarn here on National Talk Black. We're going across the country to our Delhi mob out there. Look up and keep your eyes and ears open, and let's keep our young ones safe. Lauren, thank you for your yarn. You take care, and we'll talk soon, sister.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A Delhi yarn there. Lauren Miller, her name is, Senior Research and Policy Officer at Royal Life Saving Australia. The numbers again, 197 children have passed between 0 and 4. They have drowned. We've lost them, 2014 to 2024. We don't need to lose any more children. We need to be aware. So keep watch as a warning. Be prepared and always actively supervise children around water. So parents, carers, the whole family, urge to be vigilant when young children are around in and around water. As I said, those numbers are high, and we need to keep those numbers way up, down to zero. So there it is, 2024, here we are, new year, new Christmas. Let's do it right, you mob. Look after our young ones. Too Deadly, have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. And your daily program is National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Too Deadly, 1-800-422-416.
I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. It's a feeling I feel when you're close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand. It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and face it alone. And I'm waiting tonight, watching the night, and I'm thinking of just going. Take off your burdened illusions. Shake off your dreams that weigh down. You can follow your dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around. You can follow dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around.
Yenda banapi bamanda, yenda bakatyanda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM. BBM.
Porque pagano My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindji Country. That's BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, your mob, too deadly. We're talking about a touring national around the country, 2025. Bangara presents first ever visual arts collaboration, Alum. And with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with artistic and cultural collaborator on Ulum, and that's Daryl Sabasado. On the line, Daryl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from?
All right. Yeah, I'm Daryl Sabasado, and my mob are the Bard Mob from the Dampier Peninsula in the Kimberley.
All right, beautiful.
And my clan is called Argon Clan.
All right, lovely. Fantastic. Big shout-out to your mob there and your clan group. Thank you very much. So, look, fantastic. Hats off to Bangara, always doing something beautiful and fantastic. And now we've got the first ever visual arts collaboration, Alum. So give us a bit of background about Alum, Daryl, please.
Okay, so, well, it's come out of a conversation between Frances Ringes, the artistic director of Bangara. She's the one who's taken over from Stephen.
Yes.
So a conversation, she approached me and had seen my work at the Sydney Biennale and stuff. I do big sort of light works with neon and everything like that. And we also were familiar with each other because we both had been to NASDA and stuff like that. And yes. I, you know the Bangara crew.
Mm.
So it was sort of, it was just come out of a chat between her and I and the way and the direction I think Bangara, Frances is trying to take Bangara into a bit of a new direction as well.
Sure.
And I think that's why for her, because we were familiar and she's, you know, familiar with my work and I'm also familiar with her work, it was sort of like an easy yes for me when she first approached me.
Yes.
Because I'm a fan of Bangara's anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was there from the beginning with all of that crew.
Yes.
I'm a visual artist, yeah.
Fantastic. So we're talking about the Alum tour dates. Where is it performing? And we're talking about a roadshow here. So paint that picture, please, if you can, Daryl.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if I've got it all right, but I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
I think it sort of opens in Gadigal country.
Mm.
I think that's where they'll have the first sort of community show in sort of late May. And then the sort of big sort of public opening is at the Sydney Opera House. Bangara has now moved into a bigger theatre. So they've moved into the Joan Sutherland Theatre.
Okay, yes.
In 2025, it'll be the this will be their first show in that new big theatre.
Good.
And it's at the Opera House. Then it moves, I think they go to WA as well at the Heath Ledger Theatre. Then to Albany Entertainment Centre, then to Canberra. Into Queensland. So, sorry, I'm all the dates.
Sure.
You know, Heath Ledger in July, 10th to 13th of July, I think. Albany, 18th of July. Canberra, 25th to 26th of July. And then it's at Meanjin Country in Queensland Performing Arts Centre, 31st of July or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Darwin, 15th of August. And then Melbourne, 3rd of September, I think.
So there he is. Yeah, so a good opportunity for people to witness Alum, and fantastic.
Yeah.
Can you give us a bit of a story about Alum?
Yeah, so Alum will be, it's about just light as, you know, one of our sort of main light forces, and with Indigenous people all around the world, you know, we use light in different forms and, you know, it's in our culture. We use the stars and stuff, you know. We also use fire a lot. You know, and in our different cultures around the country, everyone's got their own things. For me, the whole thing about light, or in relation to my work I do, it's because we're pearl shell carvers back home from here.
Yes.
And I'm always trying to replicate that sort of luminescence you get from the pearl shell.
Yeah, gotcha. Yes.
That's where things but with Fran and I, and because she's, you know, she's a Meringue woman anyway, you know, from down south, Australia side. South Australia side, trying to use, you know, reflect the significance of light in our cultures.
Yes.
And also the effect of nowadays, you know, like all this light pollution that we have, you
exactly,
know, it sort of
exactly.
blocks the, our, sometimes our connection to our traditional sources of light. So we'll sort of try, I don't know, you know, it's a big...
Well, I'm reading the motto here, step out of the shadows and into a phenomena
yeah.
Of light and the central life force of our planet. So, I mean, we are storytellers,
yeah.
are we not, Daryl, you know? And we use music, we use art, and we use dance as to tell our story. So shed the light, my brother, shed the light.
Give it a good go, bro.
Oh, for sure, exactly. Well, congratulations. Thank you very much for sharing. So to all our mob out there, to find the dates and where Elume will be touring, they can go to Bingara webpage?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Bingara, that's Bangarra. Thank you for sharing, and all the best, and big shout out there to Sister Francis. And
no worries. Shout out to all the mob over there.
Too deadly.
Cheers.
And keep doing what you're doing. Please keep in touch. And we'll yarn soon, Daryl.
Yeah, cheers, Trevor.
Take care, all right? Bye bye.
All right, you too. Bye.
Deadly yarn there, Daryl Sibisato, and he's the artistic and cultural collaborator of Elume. And Elume, first ever visual arts collaboration with Bangarra, and they present that, and it's directed there by Daryl Sibisato and, of course, Francis Rings. So look, it is deadly. So there it is. Do check it out. Check out Bangarra Dance Theatre webpage, and you can see where it will be operating in 2025. So if you want a bit of cultural education, yeah, do check it out and just see people performing on stage and the work that goes behind it. And we talk about light here. Of course, there's light on stage, but we talk about the different props and this storytelling people we are. So you'll see some deadly stories there. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, and that's BBM Bumbabrip Media 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So yarn up your mob, too deadly. National Talk Black.
Bye. Medicare has been helping to make healthcare more affordable. Today, we're investing in Medicare's future with more spending on bulk billing, better mental health support, and more Medicare urgent care clinics. So whenever you need a doctor or health worker, a stronger Medicare is here to keep you and your community healthy. To find out more about Medicare benefits, visit medicare.gov.au/stronger. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
For our children, we all walk together. To keep our children safe, strong and connected to culture. Community organisations you trust are here to walk with you and can provide family wellbeing services for families and children of all ages. To find free and confidential support near you, search Family Wellbeing Services. Because when it comes to our children, we all walk together. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Running with country bands, country bands.
City painting bitches of your lifestyle. Kodak moments, they take pictures. I just wanna see you smile. You keep giving, giving, giving. Cause it's who you are. Leaving, leaving, leaving. That life of a superstar. Let me take you on a journey way back when. We've been doing this since 2010. Put the pain to the pain. You know we always representing. So we jump out that car, head straight to the stage. The venue jam packed and I'm fresh off the plane. Started from the bottom, so we had to go all in. Views doubling, so we had to start touring. We say less and we don't stress. Yes, we up, let's keep going. I hate it, gon' hate, but we don't fake. The jealousy that she been showing. More than ideas, all I need right now.
chase me with, they're trying to bring me down. Good energy's all I need right now. Need right now, when I need it right now. Rolling through the city, painting bitches of your lifestyle. Hold that promise, they take bitches. I just wanna see you smile. Keep giving, 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 cause it's who you are. Leaving, 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 that life of a superstar.
I'm giving 300%, I'm all in. But while you're shooting me down, same time I'm balling. Telling me I'll be looking around, it's like I'm balling. Yeah. Soon as I step on the stage, I hear you calling. You take me out of that state when I'm performing. You're more but never ever gonna change, I'm always your fan. And we might stay up all night until we see the sunrise. But now we be in two different towns under the same sky.
City painting bitches of your lifestyle. Kodak moments, they take bitches. I just wanna see you smile. Keep giving, 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 cause it's who you are. Leaving, 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 that life of a superstar.
See, music is your medicine, protect your mental health. One thing that you need to feel good about yourself. So thank you to all the fans and everybody who were late. I know you understand. It's a blessing, a confession, expression of your depression. Does it pick you up or does it help you when you listen? Close your eyes and visualize, I know you see the vision. You got a good heart, so you gon' keep on giving. Some will take advantage when you need them, then they vanish. But you just keep it moving, it's the universe you're planning. No matter what you do, they look at you like you the bandit. Protect your energy, keep doing your damage. My brother, you gon' manage. Beast mode, you a savage. Royalty living lavish, keep stacking the cabbage. Book another flight, offload extra baggage. Good energy, all I need in the sea.
City painting bitches of your lifestyle. Kodak moments, they take bitches. I just wanna see you smile. Keep giving, 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 cause it's who you are. Leaving, 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 that life of a superstar. Rolling through the city painting bitches of your lifestyle. Kodak moments, they take bitches. I just wanna see you smile. Keep giving, 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 cause it's who you are. Leaving, 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 that life of a superstar.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM, Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob to Delhi. Now, AFCA, which is Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA calls for stronger industry response after complaints by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island peoples rise at record 25%. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with AFCA Deputy Chief Ombudsman, and that's Dr. June Smith. Dr. June, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor, and hello to all mob on Yidinji country.
Oh, too deadly. Thank you very much. And you're based where?
I'm down on Murundjeri country in Collingwood, Melbourne.
Collingwood, Melbourne. We would say cold country, as far northern is, but yes, too deadly.
Very cold.
And thank you for coming to the program. Look, and the old phrase, money's not everything, but rank it right up there, the oxygen, you know. Money's very important. It's a tool. But when you look at this tool, it can sometimes be a drama to a lot of people, especially when you're talking about, complaints. And you at AFCA there have received a rising record complaints of 25% over the past financial year. That's signalling increased engagement in financial products, but also highlighting urgent issues that require attention. So there's more complaints. That means what? Are people more aware of AFCA, or the so-called financial companies out there are not doing right by its consumers? Paint the picture there, please, Dr. June.
So we are an ombudsman service across Australia, mm-hmm. a one-stop shop, and we're like an umpire in a sports match.
Okay.
So we're free to consumers, and what we do is if consumers have got a complaint about their bank or their insurance company or their superannuation fund, for example,
mm-hmm.
and they can't get it resolved, they can come to us and we can help sort it out with the financial firm. And in the last year, we have been busy. 105,000 complaints across Australia, 314 million in compensation. But for mob out there,
yes,
25% increase in the number of complaints to 3,200 and 8.4 million in compensation returned. And we think there's a few things driving that.
Mm.
First of all, we know mob are engaging with financial products more and more. There's greater awareness of who the ombudsman is and how to get to us. But also rising costs of living are meaning that when you've got an accident and your insurer isn't helping you get that fixed, that can be an issue. And when you can't repay debt and your bank or your buy now, pay later company won't help you,
yes,
either with a holiday from your repayments or a reduced repayment, that can cause issues as well, and that's what we're here to help people with.
Fantastic. Now, financial institutes, they're business, of course. They're there to make money. Are they obligated regarding their rules and regulations dealing with consumers? To help consumers in regard to a complaint, they would go there first, would they not, and work out some sort of compromise or a solution to the problem, would they not?
Absolutely. And we always say to mob, go to your financial firm first, try and work it out. But if you can't, come to the umpire and we can help. But in relation to obligations that financial firms have, they certainly are in the business of making money.
Yep.
They need, though, to make sure that their financial services and products are accessible to all Australians.
Mm.
And also, if people are having trouble repaying debt, banks, buy now, pay later providers have got obligations to help either give you a holiday from that debt or reduce your repayments or at least genuinely consider that. Insurance companies also, if you've got an insurance claim, they've got timelines. They've got to respond to your claim in certain times, and they have to tell you where that claim is up to and when the problem is going to be fixed.
Okay.
So there are obligations on firms, and we're watching that, especially when it comes to mob.
Mm, exactly. Now, when you're talking about the $8.4 million, I think the figure you mentioned there, that has been handed back to consumers, so to speak. Are we talking about money paying back that's owed and interest, or are we talking about a bonus, or what are we talking about there, please, Dr. June?
Sure. So the $8.4 million was to just our mob customers. We returned $314 million in compensation across all complaints, but $8.4 million to mob.
Okay.
And really, that was about losses that mob had suffered as a result of a financial firm not doing what they were supposed to.
Yes.
So it's only if they don't do what they're supposed to and you've suffered a loss from that, or they haven't treated you the way that you should have been treated, that we can award compensation to put you back in the position you would have been in had it not been for the fault of the bank or the insurer.
And Ombudsman, you're in there batting for the consumers. You're talking for the mob with the actual financial company. So they're not at the table, so to speak. So it could be daunting, could it not, for consumers, especially our mob?
Well, we're an umpire, and so we do talk to the consumer and we talk to the financial firm, and we try to bring them together. Lots of money mob workers and other consumer advocates out there, Trevor, who can help mob with these issues, but we are free and we are set up so that we can help mob straight away, and we tailor our service. So one of the things we do, and we're encouraging financial firms to do, is if mob ring in, they can self-identify as First Nations and we will tailor our service to suit them. So, that's for example, how do they want to be communicated with? Is English their first language? Do they have a phone or a laptop? Do they need a support worker or more time, for example, to work through our process? So whatever we can do to tailor the service, we will.
That's fantastic. So how do people get in touch with AFCA?
Yeah, so it's www.afca.org.au if they've got that number. And for our 1-800 number, it is, got to look at the back of my card, 1-800-931-678. And my shout out to Mob is, hey, you Mob, you just remember, it's your money.
Yes.
And if you feel like you've got a complaint against a financial firm, do something about it. Don't wait.
Fantastic.
If you've got debt and you're struggling to repayment, do something about it.
Act on it. Yep, we're there to be protected.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for your yarn, Dr. June. Fantastic. The fact that we're having this yarn on national radio with National Talk Black, it's across the country. And for people who don't know, well, now you know. And it's just about reaching out, and even for just a query. And that's what it's all about, having communication and have the vehicle to do so. Thank you very much for your time. Big shout out to your team, and have a great day. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Adela Yande, Dr. June Smith, her name is. AFCA, that's the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, and AFCA Deputy Chief Ombudsman, that's who she is. And so a number of complaints lodged by ATSIMOB, our mob, People's to Australia's Financial Dispute Resolution Scheme, surged by 25% over the past financial year. So that's about, they've received 3,161 complaints regarding financial disputes. And this signalling increased engagement with financial products, but also highlighting urgent issues that require attention. So, dear, do reach out. You can call AFCA if you've got any financial dramas going on in your life. 1-800-931-678. Again, 1-800-931-678. It's about reaching out and having a conversation with them. They'll guide you direct you and support you. So do that, your mob. Sometimes the financial strain can affect all our lives and all aspects of our lives. So do what you need to do to reach out. Otherwise, you can go online, all the W's, AFCA, A-F-C-A, .org.au. So do check them out. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here. We're live here at the First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the country thanks to NERS and your daily programs, National Talk Black. Yarn Up with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor, Murray from Recurry. And National Talk Black is only a phone call away. Do add to the conversation to Delhi. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Them times where they were fine, and now I'm getting older and I wanna go home. So take me home to Tiwi Islands. Life took me away from you. So take me home to Tiwi Islands. That's all that I wanna do. I wanna go. Where the love is needed.
took me away from you. So take me home.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on
ZK, time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies. These possible tongues say friend of me. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake ball, I act finicky. So I kill him quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make change like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload to the bad vibes. Tell them c'est la vie. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss, shoot from the hip, never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch, digging your ditch, dead or alive, top fly. Red eye ballers, we stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch, it got you saying.
Stop my speed, but I apply the sidestep on the border like a Fuji was a white clip. Kelly Goon, do what you do and hold the fire.